Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Oh, hey there. How are you?
I'm great. And last week you left us with a challenge. The wheels are still spinning.
Yes, I said start with the word carbon. Add two of the same letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell an eight-letter word that might describe something that is overly sentimental or trite. What is the word?
Well,
if you add a pair of L's, you can rearrange the letters to spell cornball. All right, Ian, on March 6th, 1820, President James Monroe signed the Missouri Compromise. The measure admitted Missouri to the Union as a slave state, which was balanced out by admitting Maine as a free state. The compromise was effectively repealed by the Kansas-Nebraska Act in 1854, which allowed settlers in those territories to determine if they would allow slavery or not. To commemorate the Missouri Compromise, this week our quiz is about the great state of Missouri.
Ruh-roh.
Located on East 31st Street in Kansas City, Missouri, Laugh-O-Gram Studio employed many of the pioneers of animation in the early 1920s who were recruited by what famous animator, who found inspiration for his most famous character from a mouse that lived on his desk in the studio?
That's Walt Disney.
It was indeed Walt Disney. And supposedly Walt Disney trained that mouse to run in a circle that was drawn on his drawing board by tapping him on the nose with a pencil.
Huh.
Missouri was home to the starting points of many important 19th century routes. The Pony Express originated in St. Joseph, and the Santa Fe Trail connected Franklin, Missouri, with the trail's namesake city in New Mexico. What trail, which later lent its name to a 1970s video game in which players recreated the settler's journey, had its original eastern terminus in Independence, Missouri?
That was the dysentery-plagued Oregon Trail.
It was the Oregon Trail, yes. And a super awesome bonus fact, there is now a version of the Oregon Trail you can play on the Internet Archive. Colonel Potter returns to Hannibal, Missouri, from Korea intending to retire, but is soon hired at a local veterans hospital. He is soon joined by Max Klinger and Father Mulcahy. This series of events forms the plot of a short-lived spinoff to one of the most successful television series in history. What series is it?
MASH.
That is right, and the series was called After MASH. Only 30 episodes of that show aired, and Time magazine in 1999 called it one of the 100 worst ideas of the century, and TV Guide in 2002 called it the 7th worst series of all time. Missouri has long been considered a bellwether in U.S. politics. In every presidential election between 1904 and 2004, Missouri's electoral votes have gone to the eventual winner, with one exception. In 1956, Missouri backed Adlai Stevenson instead of the man who was elected that year. Who defeated Stevenson in 1956?
I like Ike.
Yes, that's correct. Dwight D. Eisenhower is correct. And finally, the third battleship to be named in honor of the state of Missouri was built in the Brooklyn Navy Yard beginning in 1940 and commissioned in June of 1944. It holds the distinction as the site of the official surrender by Japan on September 2, 1945, which ended what conflict?
World War II.
World War II is right. Let us know how well you did. How far can you make it on the Oregon Trail? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or if you want to put some pepperoni on your tombstone, you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name of the Missouri city, St. Louis. That's S-A-I-N-T-L-O-U-I-S. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell an 11-letter word for things many computer programs are used to run. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and if I don't get it, you'll have to show me this time next week.
See what you did there. See you next week. Bye.